Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you today?
I have two orders of your product that I did not want, that I do not want.
Okay. One moment while I get the account. Okay, Dorothy D'Amico?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see here. Okay, so it looks like you received the rebalance hemp oil in the capsules to go along with that originally on the 3rd of December, and you did receive the end of trial charge as well as a new shipment. Okay, and how many eyes did she say?
Pardon?
How may I assist you today?
I did not order the second one. And I did not know that it was going to be $99 for each bottle that I got. So now I'm in to hock for $400, which I don't have.
Okay, so the information regarding the 14-day trial, as well as the full retail price of those products, was stated in the terms and conditions on the page where you submitted the order. Did you read over the terms and conditions?
I did not see anything about $99 at all. The only amount of money I saw was $4.95, or even heard about was $4.95.
All right. Well, I do apologize if that information went unnoticed to you. Due to those terms and conditions being placed on that page, however, the charges are seen as valid and non-reversible at this time. The only reason you did receive these charges is because you failed to cancel the trial period. That would have allowed you to have these products for free. regarding the most recent charges that you have received, I am willing to offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy, but these charges are valid.
$0.35 on the whole thing?
Yes, ma'am.
On the $400?
No, on the most recent charges for the month of January.
Why can't I have a whole discount? I mean, why can't you take the whole thing off of January? I didn't see anything where they were sending anything else. It was just sending the one item or the two items the first time. Nothing else. No follow-up orders.
Okay. Well, the terms and conditions did explain the program.
No papers came with the information what to do or anything else with it. How are you supposed to understand anything?
It's on the page where you submit the order. In order to receive any of the products, you have to agree to those terms and conditions. So they wouldn't send it with the order. You have to agree to it before you can get the order.
But I didn't see anything about $99 for each product.
Okay, once again, ma'am, it was in the terms and conditions.
When will you send the 35% discount?
Okay. If we go ahead and do the 35% refund, you'll see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days from today.
I didn't understand what you said.
If I send up the refund request for the 35%, you'll see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I guess that's what I'll have to go with. But I think it's a crock for such a nice man that you would do this terrible thing. It is awful. I don't know.
All right, ma'am. I have submitted both refunds for you. You will receive 2 refund confirmation emails. They will be sent to the same email we've been using for the order confirmations, which was dldamico@sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
No, thanks to you.